USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawyers for President Trump will start making their opening statements on Saturday. Wrapping up their opening statements on Friday, the House impeachment managers say the evidence against President Trump is overwhelming. But according to Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida,
you look, I've been putting out tweets all day about what Democrat senators have said in the past about the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And these individuals have come down here and said just the opposite of what they said back in, 1999. And they've been doing it day after day. This has just been partisan. They've said the same thing. I don't know how many times I've seen Ambassador Sondland and Fiona Hill and all of them, but I don't believe anything they've said so far is impeachable. But I do look forward to watching the White House present their case.
34 U.S. service members are recovering after suffering concussions following Iran's missile attack on a military base in Iraq earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Drug makers are busy working on a vaccine for the coronavirus. The National Institute of Health is working with the Boston Drug Company on a vaccine for a respiratory virus that has sickened over 800 people in China and two so far in the United States. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the government is being proactive in dealing with the coronavirus outbreak.
We use a multi-layered approach to protect America involving entry screening. We work in collaboration with China as they engage in travel restrictions and exit screening.
President Trump is increasing tariffs on imported metal products from some countries. Reuters is reporting the president signed an executive order on Friday adding an additional 25% tariff on steel products and a 10% tariff on aluminum products. Several countries will be exempt from the increased tariffs, which are scheduled to go into effect on February 8th. This after phase one of a trade deal was signed with China earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers head to Miami for the Super Bowl coming up next week, what can they do or what can you do even if you're heading to a different sporting event or even if you're heading to church? What can you do to keep yourself safe when you're in a big crowd and around people that may be trying to do you harm? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Robin Drake. He's a former head of the FBI's Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. He also has a new book out titled Sizing People Up. And one of the things I asked him was for some tips on what we can do if we're in a large venue, how we can keep ourselves safe and be aware of our surroundings.
Easiest thing to do, not easiest, but I think the most important thing to do is take an assessment of what normal is and what normal people are doing in those types of situations. What they're dressed like, what they're acting like, the tempo of their bodies and movements and proximity to each other and things they're carrying. You know, so as soon as you take a, take a step back, take a look around yourself, whether it be in church, in a movie theater, in a mall, and just see if anything stands out from a crowd. Your baseline and what normal for these events looks like, and you're trying to recognize deviations from normal.
And finally, Alexa is predicting the San Francisco 49ers will win the Super Bowl. Amazon's virtual assistant says although the Kansas City Chiefs are favored to win the game by 1 point, the San Francisco 49ers will be hoisting the Super Bowl trophy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.